Welcome to the Netball Show with Fly Hawk. This week we're going to be having a bit of a special episode as we preview and build up to this year's Fast Five tournament. Always a special event in a netball calendar. And listen out at the end for your chance to win a pair of tickets.
The Netball Show with Fly Hawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, welcome to the Netball Show with Fly Hawk. This year, the Fast Five tournament returns, always a great day in the netball calendar, taking place at the Copper Box on Friday, June the 16th. And a whole 5 hours of back-to-back, quick-paced action from 5:30. But what are the rules? Here's Sky's Hannah Wilkes.
In Fast Fives, our teams have five players on court at a time. The competition follows a double elimination format. Teams play up to three matches in the preliminary rounds, two wins, and the team goes straight through to the semis, two defeats, and they're sent packing. Semi-finals and the final are a straight knockout. Goals scored within the D are worth 1 point, a successful shot from the outer circle scores you 3 points, and landing a net from long range earns you a maximum of five. Each team has a power play that they can use once in a match. By hitting the golden buzzer, they spark 2 minutes in which every point they score is worth double. The power play must conclude before the 10-minute mark, and the golden buzzer can't be hit whilst the opposing team is in their power play mode. All centre passes are taken by the team that didn't score the last point. The coin toss at the start of the game will determine who takes the first centre pass. Rolling substitutions are allowed, so a change can be made at any stage of the game from inside the subzone. There are no cautions in Fast Fives. Players receive official warnings for intentional infringements. For all intentional infringements thereafter and for dangerous play, the player will be sent to the sin bin and suspended for 30 seconds. All matches are a total of 12 minutes, and in the event of a tied game, it goes to a golden goal. Whoever scores first wins.
Emily Fraser is the MD of Matchroom Multisport.
We're back. It's been a long time since October 2019, and it's been quite tough to try and refresh our memories on the Fast Five event, but you're looking at clips from 2019 and even previous years. This event is fast-paced, it's exciting, adrenaline is pumping. It's unlike any netball event you can go to just because it's the Fast Five format. And it's unlike any other sporting event that you could go to. You have the glitz and the glamour that Matchroom brings. So as a team at Multisport, we're super excited to have it back. Obviously, we were rolling out events in 2020 behind closed doors. One thing that we looked at is that this Fast Five All-Stars, it needs to have a crowd because that's where the atmosphere and that's where the buzz comes from. The adrenaline that is inside those players, you know, it's inside their blood just pumping around. You can just tell when they're out on that court. It's 12 minutes a match. In a matter of seconds, a game can go one way or another, you know, with a five-pointer and the golden buzzer. It is literally a matter of seconds and you can win or lose a game. So it's important to have the fans back. Obviously, we want to put on a great show. We want to get as many fans back as possible. And we want to put on an incredible spectacle for both the players and the fans.
Well, there's been lots of memories over the years in the tournament. What about Mickey forgetting to hit the golden buzzer?
You get the golden buzzer, which means that you can get double points for a certain 2 minutes of your match, which is crucial. We had a moment in 2019 where I remember Mickey Austin for Surrey Storm.
Don't we just?
I think I saw a different side to Mickey. I thought, well, I'll never mess with her. Where she hit it too late. You have to make sure that you get it before that section is finished, sort of thing. So both teams can have their full 2 minutes, because if you hit your golden buzzer, it has to run out for 2 minutes. The other team can't hit their 2 minute window until that's up, for instance. So it has to be extremely well thought out. It's a huge strategy play that's actually played more of an impact in the last 2 years. When we first did the event at the O2 Arena, I don't really think the teams understood the golden buzzer, and I don't think many people did. But now it's all part of a strategy play. And you see coaches thinking when they're going to do it, and you see them running for the buzzer to try and get it before the other. And it's an extremely exciting element that we added in, which is just one of the matching quirks that we bring to the events.
And I asked Emily what Fast Five brings to the sport overall.
The Fast Five event just brings something totally different that netball fans are not really used to, but also your casual sporting fan. There's so many new viewers that tune into the event, but also attend the event because they like the fast-pacedness. It's this double elimination format, so you can come out, play your first match, lose, and you've still got a chance to get through. You know, it's going to be tough to get through to that semi-final, but you've still got another chance at it. And so it's this 5 hours of just packed in action. The schedule runs brilliantly. It is just match after match after match. And the way that we see it is any of our matching events, we don't want anyone to take a toilet break. We want you to be in your seats because we want to put on, you know, a cheerleading performance in there.
Top show.
We want some free runners, you know, going through the court sort of thing. We want to be handing out prizes. We want it to be just 5 hours of pure fun. All ages, boys, girls, adults. It's a really exciting day, and we're really, really excited to get the fans back, and we're really, really looking forward to it.
Well, for the players, Fast Five is a chance to relax and have a bit of fun at the end of the season. In 2018, it was a year that Storm fans had a certain Australian in their squad, and she certainly enjoyed taking part.
It was a phenomenal day. It was so much fun. To be honest, I hadn't played Fast Five before and didn't know what to expect, but it was amazing. Like, I didn't want to stop playing. It went so quick. The intensity of the game is next level. The entertainment is next level. And it's like every game is a grand final. And I just think it's a really great product for netball.
Storm did really well today. How did you find it playing with the Storm girls?
Oh, I just love them. I've just had the absolute best week with them. They are unreal. Really great culture, really great vibes. I'm sorry for them that I couldn't shut down Rachel Dunn, that she was just on fire today. I've never seen her play like that ever. But just absolutely loved the weekend. I think they're going to have a really great season with Mickey at the helm. She's an amazing coach. And, all the girls are just great.
It was sort of like a flashback to England-Australia a few years ago, seeing you and Rachel in the circle together. Did you feel that at all?
Yeah, I really did. It was great. It's a different coloured court and a bit more of a fun vibe than what it was at the international test. They get a bit more serious at those games. But I really loved being out there with her again. It was really fun.
And it was the year that Rachel Dunn got MVP.
Rach, congratulations. Thanks. You've won. So Wasps are now double back-to-back Super League champions and Fast Five champions. How do you feel?
Oh, wow, ecstatic, yeah. It's like a dream day. I think it's carried on when we left off. We had the final here in the Copper Box back in July. This is the first time we've been back since, so it seems to be a good venue for us. But we just enjoyed the day. It's been great, great entertainment. We've all enjoyed it, had fun, and the crowd have been superb. So it's been a great day all around.
And MVP for you, holding the golden ball, which was so well deserved. You were just putting those shots up without any fear. How was it, you know, doing those five-pointers?
Well, I enjoyed it, really, because normally in netball you can't do the long shots. I enjoyed it. Luckily, I was shooting them in today. Sometimes it's a bit hit and miss, but, yeah, I'm just happy that I was hitting the shots when I needed to. Yeah.
So today you are.
Yeah, the whole team did great as well. Like, the defence turning it over when we needed it to, and the patience to play it around. I think it's a full team effort.
The 2020 tournament was a real breakthrough for Lucy Herdman.
It was just surreal is probably the word. It was amazing. The atmosphere of just the event itself, it was so good to just from the warm-up to the walk-ons, to getting on court, and then obviously helps when you're knocking back those five-pointers and you've got that crowd behind you. Yeah, it was just an amazing atmosphere and an amazing event to be part of.
To you, though, those five-pointers would have come, dare I say, quite easily because of your Nets' involvement in the past?
Yeah, I think with my Nets, it definitely helped, not just the shooting, but the movements. Obviously, traditional seven-a-side netball shooters, you're trying to get that ball under the post. And I suppose for me, with Nets, I've got that experience of actually, I don't always want to go under the post. It's more about the movement and then to get around to that circle edge. I think definitely the 3 points for me, that is my shooting range, because Nets, the semicircle, is slightly a bit smaller. So it's that edge of that 3 point is my range. So, yeah, had to put a bit of work into the five-pointers, but I suppose it did come naturally, like you say, more so than for others, especially with that Nets background.
She's currently at Lightning, but Fran Williams won the tournament with Wasps.
I think the Fast Five tournament is so good and so exciting for netball because it's quite a different sport, actually, and could appeal to a bigger range of an audience to come and watch and hopefully bring in lots of different people who haven't shown an interest in netball before and start to recognise some of the players we see at Super League performing a faster and more exciting game with the idea that there's power play and double points and things like that.
Here's Emily Nicol from the Sirens.
It's just that really fun, exciting tournament for players to go into. It's a bit less pressure and you can kind of just go into it. And although it's still really high quality and good intensity, it is that fun. And it's nice to see everyone just enjoying themselves because at the end of the day, that's why we all give up so much of our time to do it. I know that a lot of fans really look forward to it. So hopefully we can, you know, keep increasing the netball spectators and get that participation up so we can keep getting investments within the sport. So yeah, a really good celebration of the sport.
Storm's co-captain is Yaz Brooks.
Oh my, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's so exciting. I think it just changes the way the game has been played. So you've got our normal Super League netball games and then there's Fast Five where we get rid of the wings, you can score from anywhere, and it's really time constrained, and now there's a power play. And I think it makes the game so much more exciting, and it involves a lot of players with the rolling on and rolling off of subs. And then it's also down to the coach to make the right decision when to press the power play, because otherwise a certain time you don't press it, it could be very detrimental to the game. So again, in those quick 6 minutes, you know, it's so exciting.
I get nervous and I'm not even playing, but it's just so exciting, the whole day in itself.
Oh, and it's so quick. The crowd, it was filled to the rim.
What's it like for you? How good a job do Matchroom do?
Their hard work behind the scenes to make this event happen. You know, they put a lot of hard work into it and, you know, every single player out there is really respectful of that and really appreciative. And to display netball at such a fantastic level, you know, as a player, it's, you know, you're very calm, you have your change of room, you're on and off. You know, it's the structure is well placed and very, very organised. So as a player, you don't feel stressed about that stuff. All you have to do is worry about getting that dress on, putting out a good performance for the fans and for your team. And then, hopefully aiming for the final. So, without a doubt, Matchroom are phenomenal in terms of how they structure and organise the day.
And at the Copper Box again, what kind of enjoyment do you get playing in a massive venue like that?
Yeah, you know, it is just breathtaking. For us, you know, we've played there for
London Live.
London Live games. It's not unknown to us. We know that arena really well. But again, you know, like any athlete, to play in a stadium full of people and full of fans, it's like a dream come true. And again, it's the atmosphere, it's just overwhelming. And you know, it's one of those things as an athlete, I guess it's like your bucket list and making sure you tick it off, you know, to stand out in front of the crowd and hear them screaming and chanting your team's name. It's just, yeah, just breathtaking.
Hi, it's Frankie Wells from Surrey Storm. I wanted to say I am such a big fan of Fast Five. I cannot speak higher of it. It's such a fun, exciting day. It really genuinely depends on who's feeling it on the day. It's sort of like a shooter's game, but it's hilarious seeing teams go down from the normal seven down to five, having to work. It's such a different version of netball. It's so exciting. The crowd, you feel like they're on court with you. You've never heard so many oohs and ahs watching a game. You know, the hairstyles, the outfits, the crowds' outfits, the glitter, everything. It's so much fun. If you're someone who's considering or questioning whether I should buy a ticket or not to go, I can guarantee you will not walk away disappointed that you attended a Fast Five fixture. So I definitely recommend that you go, and I promise you will have a good time.
Let's see now from Thunder's Kerry Armand and Iona Christian as well. They've also taken part in the event.
I think for those of us that especially single keeper goal shooter are going to find it very, very tough. But I think it will depend on who Karen decides to take in the team. But, you know, if she does decide that I'm one of those players that goes, then I'll be really, really excited to do it.
But you're no stranger to the big arenas like Manchester Arena. So what kind of buzz do you get off the crowd in those kind of situations?
You do feed off the crowd, particularly if they're for you. You know, playing at the Manchester Arena a couple of years ago when we played Maverick, the crowd are fantastic and it does give you a boost. If the crowd aren't behind you, then it can be a bit intimidating. But I think, you know, I think we've got the players that can cope with that, and you do lift off it if they're there for you, definitely.
playing in a fast five competition is really exciting. It's such a quick game, and I think it suits our style of play as well. Having playing in front of big crowds definitely changes the game on court, and it'll be really exciting.
How enjoyable is it to take part for somebody like Georgia Lee from Mabs?
I'm so excited for Fast Five, such a great event. Just fitness-wise, it's a lot of running. but no, the atmosphere that there is, and everyone's just really there to have fun. Obviously, you want to be there to win. But yeah, everyone's there just to have a really good time. And the crowd are great. They get involved. The atmosphere is just fantastic.
Taking part in a first Fast Five as part of a Celtic Dragons side is the two times winner with Wasps, Rachel Dunn. She's looking forward to it.
I love Fast Five. I think it's just netball branching out, and the fact that you can shoot long range shots, I think it's just novel. I mean, the main game is the best part of the game, but yeah, just having a different format, kind of like 2020 cricket, is good. And if people are getting on board and supporting it, it's great that the sport in any format gets out in there in the media, and people appreciate netball for the different formats it can bring.
The game will be taking place at the Copper Box, home of London Pulse. He's Lindsay Keeble.
I cannot believe that we're already at Fast Five. It is absolutely brilliant. It's going to be a fantastic event. It's at the Copper Box. It's the best place. It's such a great environment to play netball. It's going to be fast, furious and absolutely fantastic. So make sure you get your tickets or tune in on Sky Sports. Let's go.
And we've also been speaking to Pulse's Sam Bird.
Fast Five is great fun. It's probably the most relaxed I ever am as a coach as well. It's a real flavour of fun, entertainment, obviously a different code of netball. It's a great event. The players all love playing in it. And yes, it is in London, but I think wherever it was played, it's a Matchroom event. So there's no home advantage really. But I would urge fans to come down and have a good evening. It will be a fun night of netball and loads of long bombs and lots of excitement.
So for your chance to win a pair of tickets for the event, email us with the answer to the following question. Who are the current Fast Five champions? And there's a clue in the image. Who are the current Fast Five champions? Be quick, because you only have a week to enter. All you need to do is email info@thenetballshow.co.uk with your answer, please. Good luck. Who are the current Fast Five champions? Remember, tickets for the event are also available at fast5allstars.com. That's fast and then the number 5, allstars.com.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.